This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Morning Hump with Mish and Dean on Joy 94.9, and we're joined in the studio by Michael. You might recognise his voice from Well, Well, Well or Hide and Seek, but today he's in the capacity. Ooh. I've been watching too much 30 Rock and I speak natural English like Jenna Maroney. And you we're getting you in here because of your role as a part of Thorn Harbour Health.
Indeed.
With Down and Dirty. And the Company of Men exhibition kicks off tonight.
Indeed
as
it does.
A part of Midsummer. Mm. Now, this is an exhibition that's been going for quite a few years, with a huge array of different artists focusing on sex, sexuality, men, masculinity, kink, fetish, and the art forms in a lot of different ways. And it's pretty exciting this year because it's doing a bit of a takeover of the downstairs section of Club 80 before it's sold.
It is, yeah. Well, it has been sold. Yes. So we've been fortunate enough to have the dungeon at Club 80, which is ordinarily a male cruise club.
I've never been there or tripped over a barrel ever.
It's never happened.
Or a bathtub.
However, we've got the fortunate opportunity to take it over as a gallery space, which will be open to anyone over the age of 18. So if you're someone that's never been able to access Club 80 before, as well as seeing all the amazing art, it's an opportunity to just have a bit of a sticky beak through the venue.
I'm so glad you're actually saying that, because I was going to ask that first. Because there's been times where events have been held at men's only spaces, and there's been that confusion of can I come, can I not come? So it's amazing that it's open. Yep.
Everyone is welcome to be able to come. But what really excites me, I mean, the art and the exhibition is so exciting, but what really excites me is that one of the things you're doing as a part of it, there's a lot of different workshops and talks going on.
Indeed.
And Thorn Harbour are actually hosting an array of talks while the exhibition's on as a part of Midsummer, which is really great.
Yeah, so we're partnering with Damien, who is the curator, Damien Hines of Darkroom, throughout the sort of the entirety of the exhibition, but through Thorn Harbour Health and my project, which is the Down and Dirty campaign, we're running two forums. So we're doing one on HIV stigma and one on the sort of landscape of what sexually transmitted infections look like in 2020.
Yeah.
I forgot what year it was. So our first one is on January the 30th, so that'll be tomorrow. So the exhibition launches tonight at Club 80 from 7 o'clock. So we're doing a BEDX talk. So not a TEDx talk, it is a BEDX talk. And it's sort of the state of play of STIs. So we're going to be looking at, you know, obviously we've got skyrocketing STIs due to a lot of, there's an increase of
testing going on,
and there's just more STIs around. So we're looking at how we can protect ourselves from those STIs, treat them, test for them, that sort of thing. So there's been some exciting new revelations in the world of STIs. So preventing STIs with mouthwash is a new one.
What?
Which is a Melbourne exclusive study that happened.
Gargle that away.
Yeah, gargling a bit of mouthwash to prevent oropharyngeal STIs, gonorrhea specifically. Yeah, very exciting. As well as using antibiotics as a prophylactic, like you would use HIV PrEP to prevent HIV.
Oh my God,
using an antibiotic like you would take for malaria or something like that while you're travelling, but to prevent STIs instead.
Oh my God, this is exciting. So this is the one that's happening tomorrow night. And what's the other talk that's going on?
So the other one we're doing is a general HIV stigma forum. Stigma is obviously a huge problem that impacts our communities, both people living with HIV as well as other areas of our community. So we're opening up a bit of a, it's not a panel per se, it's more of a town hall. It's more of a town hall meeting. So we're all getting together and having a discussion about what HIV stigma looks like for us in our communities. Obviously, people living with HIV will form a huge part of that conversation. But we're going to have a look at how, you know, we've got these amazing tools like PrEP and undetectable equaling untransmittable that we have sort of in our tool belt now, and how those are maybe creating nuanced conversations when we're, you know, we're hooking up online and the kind of language we choose to use, and how that can either, you know, progress a sexual relationship in a really fun way, or it can be really stigmatizing.
Well, the stigmatizing of it only being just a gay men's disease as well, too. Mm. And
it's amazing to me how much that's still a narrative. That mm-hmm. it's, no matter how much, and it makes me realize how much we as in a community really do exist within a bubble of information, and we're lucky to have that. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, it doesn't really exist, which is why I think it's fantastic that these panels are happening and anyone can come and attend them and check them all out. Now, you can find all of the details on...
Well, you can go to the Midsummer website, midsummer.org.au, and just search Company of Men, or on Facebook, all the events are there. It's a little bit easier to navigate. You can go to Company of Men exhibition, just type that in your little search engine there.
And this is if there's someone you know that you want them to be more informed, or you don't know whether or not they're informed, or if you want to know more, this is just a great opportunity to burst your bubble a little bit and expand it with information.
Indeed. And there's other stuff that we're not running as well. So there's a, if you're into rubber and latex gear, there's a rubber care and repair workshop going on.
Yes, that's on Friday, I think.
There's life drawing, and we also have an impact play workshop. So if you're into more the kinky side of life, learn how to, you know, whack one another with care and safety and
look,
and
adoring
love.
I just think
love.
It's also exciting that the Damien, who's curated the Company of Men exhibition, has gotten it down at the bottom dungeon area of Club 80 so that anyone can come in and check it out and look at the amazing works that are going to be created, but also just check out Club 80.
But we always talk about self-education as well within the wider community, and I think it's important that... you know, if you find events like this, that you take advantage of those moments to have those conversations.
Yeah, we did. We have been saying to people here on Joy the whole time during Midsummer, pick something that you wouldn't normally go to, or pick something that you just go, hey, I don't know if that's my bag, and just give it a burl. Mm-hmm. So you can
make
expose
it your bag.
Yourself to something a little bit different for your art. It's great. It's Midsummer. It's crazy. And also come and see something that I'm in. There's so many things that, you know, just support your local gay. And by that, I mean me. How dare you? You're on Morning Hump with Mish and Dean on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.